Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah 32 today, verses 6 through 8. Jeremiah 32, verses 6 through 8. Scripture goes on and says, Jeremiah said, "The word of the Lord came to me. Behold, Hanamel, the son of Shallum, your uncle, will come to you and say, 'Buy my field that is at Anatoth, for the right of redemption by purchase is yours.' Then Hanamel, my cousin, came to me in the court of the guard, in accordance with the word of the Lord, and said to me, 'Buy my field that is at Anatoth in the land of Benjamin, for the right of possession and redemption is yours. Buy it for yourself.' Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord." Now, folks, what I want you to understand is that, and we'll deal with this a little bit more in tomorrow's challenge as it gets into this next section of it in more detail, but at this time, God had set up the law of redeeming the land in Leviticus 25, and if a person in the family of Israel was going to lose their property for whatever reason, a near relative could purchase it and get it back for them so that it wouldn't be taken away from that family's possession, because God's really serious about which family gets which parts of the land, because it's going to be in the last days restored to all the tribes of Israel. Now, because of this, there was a law set up by God in Leviticus 25 that you could redeem the land. And God then spoke to Jeremiah and said, your cousin's going to come and he's going to ask you to buy his land that's at Anatoth, because you're the one who's able in the law of redemption to purchase it. And then the scripture says, then his cousin showed up. And I love this. Don't miss this. Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. That's what I want to talk to you about today. We'll deal more with the law of redemption of the land tomorrow in tomorrow's challenge. But for today, I want you to see Jeremiah the prophet heard God speak, but it wasn't until the prophecy or what God spoke to him was confirmed that then he knew that it was the word of the Lord. You see, folks, God speaks to us, the Bible says, in many ways, and I don't have time to get into all the ways that he speaks, but there are five main ways that he speaks. The first and foremost is through his word. He speaks through his word, and if you don't know what his word says, you won't be able to recognize the rest of them, because the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4 that we need to test the spirits to see whether or not they're from God. You see, the only way we'll know that we're not God, the Spirit of God speaking to us, or whether or not the enemy spirit's talking to us, is because we know what the Word of God says. God's Spirit will never speak to us different from what His Scripture says, and He'll speak through the Word. It's living, it's active. At the same time, another way He speaks is through prayer, when we spend time with Him in prayer. He also speaks to us through His Spirit. Some of you would say, well, Jim, isn't that the same thing? And I'll say, no, sometimes God will talk to you and you're not talking to Him. Now, keep in mind, the first and the foremost ways that God speaks is through His word, through prayer, and through His spirit. That's how He speaks first and the most. Now, He will also use, four and five are this, circumstances or events and other believers to confirm what He's already been telling us through His spirit, through His word, and through prayer. So I want you to understand that we don't run, when we're trying to determine the will of God, we don't run straight to, well, this happened, I guess it must be what God wants, or try to determine His will through circumstances. We don't go ask somebody else, what do you think God's will is for my life? No, God speaks through His word, through prayer, and through His spirit, and then He'll confirm what we believe we've heard through the circumstances and other believers saying, this is the will of God as well. Jeremiah, the prophet, who had heard God speak a lot, and he goes and shares what God tells him to speak, he says, the word of the Lord came to me. Behold, Hanamel, the son of Shallum, your uncle, will come to you and say, buy my field that is at Anatoth. Then Hanamel came, and he said, in accordance with what God said, buy my field that's at Anatoth. Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. Folks, the Bible back in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 20, says this, but if the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name that I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that same prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how can we know the word that the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, and that if that word does not come to pass or come true, that's a word the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You need not be afraid of him. In other words, the way that God's word is confirmed is when it happens. When what he says to us comes true. God will speak to you, folks. He's going to speak to you. He wants you to be led of him and guided by him. We're not to lean on our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. The Bible says in James chapter 1, if you lack wisdom, ask God. He'll give it generously. God will lead you and guide you, but he'll speak through his word, through prayer, through his spirit. He'll use circumstances and other believers, just like in Jeremiah's situation here, to confirm that you've heard the word of the Lord. Keep it in the right order. You'll know the will of God. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.